请我们一起打开历代志下34章。
Let's open our Bible to 2 Chronicles chapter 34. 2 Chronicles chapter 34.
我们读前面三节圣经，第一节到第三节。
We will only read three verses, verse 1 through 3.
所以请弟兄姊妹们找到圣经，我们一起来读。历代志下34章第一节到第三节。
2 Chronicles, chapter 34, verses 1 through 3.
我们一起来读。约西亚登基的时候，年八岁，
对耶路撒冷王31年。And he did right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of his father David, and did not turn aside to the right or to the left. But in the eighth year of his reign, while he was still a young youth, he began to seek the Lord, God of his father David. And in the twelfth year, he began to curse Judah and Jerusalem, the high places, and Asher, the carved images, and the molten images.
这是历代志里面所记载犹太人最后一个好的君王。
This is in the history of Judah, the very, very last good king.
我想弟兄姊妹们，如果跟着圣经一起读下来，读完历代志的话，
if you should follow the schedule of reading the Bible through, and when you come across this chronicles,
你就会发现写历代志的这个人或者以斯拉就有一种特别的表现的方法。
Then you will know that the author who is Ezra, has a special way of expressing this part of history. Now, from this repetition of facts, we can know that the simple message he's trying to bring out. Now, in the Chronicles, and also the same in Kings,
他总是一开始记载某某君王什么时候开始在位，做王多少年，然后神对他的一个估价，到底他是好王还是坏的君王。
It always, he always recorded that a certain king was, starting to reign the whole place, and then eventually will come to the evaluation of the Lord to his work.
他就在这里说到约西亚是行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他祖大卫。
And here it recorded Josiah is the one that seek after the Lord of his father David. So here there's a very simple principle that how is it like to be a good king or a bad king?
Now
the good king is the one who put God in the first place. He seeks the Lord first for all the foundations of ruling. And his behavior and everything was following his father David. Because David is the one who followed the Lord. The more he's following the walk of David, the more he will be right on the right path of the spiritual way. So in among all the 19 kings of the king of Israel, the Lord all have different evaluations.
我们发现在以色列十九个君王里面有十八个神没有好的评语。
Among these 19 kings, 18 of them, the Lord did not have very good words about them.
连那仅有的一个神对他的评语也是半个是好的。
Even that only one, the Lord only gave him about, now it was half good, half bad.
这就是我们以前讲过耶户王朝的情形。
That is the king of Jeho.
那么弟兄姊妹们在南国怎么样情形呢？
And how about in the south?
或者我要对第一次听这些信息人做个简单的说明。
Or probably I should give a very simple explanation.
当所罗门做王之后，国就分裂了。
After King Solomon, the whole nation split into two.
罗伯安因为他刚愎自用，神就把他的国家分为两个。
Roboam, because his stubbornness, the Lord divide his kingdom into two.
北国的新王十九个，在虽然是神所允许的，但是他们并没有真正的跟随神。
The North kings, 19 of them, although the Lord did set them up, but they were not following the Lord at all.
南国的君王也有正好也有十九个。
And the south side, just so happened, it also has 19 kings.
19个都是大卫的后裔。
And all of them are the descendant of King David.
里面有许多君王，他们是跟随大卫他们祖先的榜样。
And quite a few of them follow the footsteps of David.
大帝做来的，约瑟法之前都是非常好的君王。
Overall, before Josiah, they're all pretty, Jehoshaphat, they're all pretty good.
为什么这就是为什么上次我们讲约瑟法的这个君王的故事。
That's why we mentioned that king last time.
等到约瑟法做王之后，因为他和亚哈家就是北国的君王结亲。
But then we realized that after a while, they married the daughter of the king of the north.
所以北国那些偶像拜偶像的风气也带到犹大来了。
So that brought in all the idol worshiping.
从约瑟法以后的君王中间好坏一半。
So after Jehoshaphat.There were about half good kings and half bad kings.
那些跟随以色列的君王的，那些学习以色列榜样的，就被神所咒诅。
Those who followed the pattern and idol worshiping from the north, they were cursed by the Lord.
那些跟随大卫和他们榜样的，就被神祝福，并且被神称赞，也在他的国家中间带进许许多多的复兴。
And those who followed the way of David, they were pleased in the sight of the Lord, and then their revival in the nation.
那么约西亚就是在这样一种复兴跟衰败交替中间最后一个好的君王。
And Josiah is the very, very last king after all these up and downs.
从这些神的从这些君王的兴替中间，我们也看见神的忍耐。
And from all these history, we can also see the patience of our Lord.
一直到有一天，神对于犹大君王的失败也是无可再忍的时候，就命定。咒诅和灭亡也要临到犹大。
Now until one day the Lord can no longer tolerate the corruptions in the nation, that the curse and punishment was inevitable.
所以弟兄姊妹们，对于那些我们心里面尊重神公义的人，我们要知道神并非不审判。
So for those who really understand the Lord's righteousness, that we understand that He cannot not judge.
对于那些相信神是慈爱的，我们也看见神恒久的忍耐。
And also for those who love the Lord, we can see that his long suffering and the patience and love and loving kindness.
对于认识神的神的信实的人，我们更能够这样说。
And also for those who trust the Lord, we can say so too.
因为他与大卫家立约，要有他的儿子永远坐在宝座上面。
Because the Lord did have set covenant with David that his sons shall be on the throne.
有一天犹大国就再复兴。
So one day,Judah was revived.
而从大卫的后裔里面就得到一位坐在宝座上。
And there's one from the family of David was on the throne.
这一位就是犹太人所说的弥赛亚。
This is Messiah was proclaimed by Jews.
这也是我们今天所相信的耶稣基督。
And this is also the one we believe today, Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，无论从哪个角度来看，我们读历代志，对于我们整个神的计划有一种非常全面扩大的认识。
So when we study the book of Chronicles, we really have an overview of God's will and God's way.
我也盼望借着这样交通，对我们属灵的方向和目的有更确定的标准。
And also, I really expecting now after with this kind of a fellowship that we will have a more secure sight of God's will.
弟兄姊妹们，约西亚是最后一个好的君王，刚才我们已经说过。
Now Josiah is the very, very last good king.
这也是我们今天交通的主题。
And this is also the topic of today.
那么弟兄姊妹，约西亚好在哪里呢？
Now what's so good about him?
从这里一开始我们就讲，他八岁做王，是一个非常年轻的王。
Now here we know that he became a king when he was only eight.
也许当他做完前面七年，圣经没有记载什么。
Maybe the very first 7 years, the Bible did not record much.
因为他可能还完全受他母亲的影响，他母亲是个很不错的妇人。
Because he was probably still under the total influence of his mother, who is a very, very nice woman.
但是圣经这里开始第八年的时候，他开始寻求神了。
But ever since the 8th year, he's starting to seek after the Lord.
所以我在讲弟兄姊妹们，什么叫寻求神？
Now what is this? What's the meaning of seeking after the Lord?
第八年的时候，他不过15岁多一点。
On the 8th year, he's only 15 years old.
跟我们这里的少年聚会的年龄差不多。
It's just like our people in our youth group.
我们要对这些少年人提一个问题，到底什么叫寻求神？
Now I would like to ask the members in our youth group, what does it mean to seek after the Lord?
到了十二年的时候，他开始就接近犹大和耶路撒冷。
After the 12th years, he's starting to clean up the Jerusalem and the whole field of Judah.
他第十二年的时候，他年龄是十九岁、二十岁左右。
So that's when he's only about 19 or 20 years old.
那是我们大学生的年龄。
That's in our college group.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看神的工作，当他一个人年幼的时候，就已经开始为他量定。
So in God's way, even when someone's very young, the Lord already measured out the way for him.
到底约西亚从这个属灵的地方出发，达成了什么事情，什么任务呢？
Now starting from this spiritual point, how much did Josiah accomplish?
我们从历代志和列王记两本书里面看见，他一共有四件事情在神的面前蒙他的悦纳。
Now if we study both Chronicles and the Kings, then we realize there are four things that he accomplished.
第一件事情就是他大屠偶像。
First of all, he destroyed all idols.
这件事情在列王记下24章里面记得非常非常详细。
And that was recorded in very, very detail in the second king.
第二件事情就是他修理耶和华的殿。
Now the second thing is that he repaired the temple of the Lord.
历代之下34章、35章和列王记下24章都一样记得清楚。
Now, it was the same recorded on both, in the 2nd Chronicles, chapter 33 through 35, and also the 2nd King, chapter 24.
第三件事情他做的是什么呢？就是恢复，第三件事情就是他遵行耶和华的律法。
Now, thirdly, that he followed the law of the Lord.
第四件事情就是他守逾越节。
And the fourth thing is that he observed Passover.
也许我在这边需要把一些新约的应用放在诸位的面前。
Maybe I should imply some practical aspect in the view of New Testament time.
在新约的时候，屠偶像是什么意思呢？
Now in the New Testament time, what does it really mean of destroying the idol?
当然，我们每一个人今天都明白，偶像是外面那些看得见的事情。
Now we all know that idols means those that we can see outwardly.
就是不同的宗教所拜的神。
Are those gods that was worshipped by different in different religion?
那你说我们今天都是信耶稣的，身上没有偶像。
So you say, well, today we're all Christians and we don't have that idol.
弟兄姊妹，等到我们看看约西亚和求偶像的范围之后，我们就要承认，在我们里面求偶像的程度不如约西亚。
Now, if we look at Josiah, the way that he removed all those idols and the extent that he works this way, that we will realize that in us, the removing of idols is not much.
在旧约的时候，除去偶像，下一个动作就是洁净。
Now in the Old Testament, once the idol was removed, the second thing follows is to cleanse that place. So to purify the purification of our spiritual life means removing of the idols.
第二件事情，什么叫修殿？ Now, 修殿之后，他就带进立位整体的侍奉。
Now the second thing, he repaired the temple and afterwards brought in the service of Levi.
那么什么叫立位的侍奉呢？今天我们说起来就是教会里面弟兄姊妹们肢体配搭的侍奉。
That means today, our brothers and sisters in church, that we serve the Lord together.
因为今天我们新约的时候，每一个信徒在神面前地位都是祭司，都是立位人。
Because today in the New Testament time, every single one of us in front of in the sight of the Lord are priests, are those Levites.
所以这里就讲到我们在主的面前，在教会里面侍奉的情形。
So that really signified the serving of the Lord in church.
第三，他们在神的面前重新立约，遵行神的律法。
Now the thirdly, that they made a new covenant before the Lord, that they want to follow the laws of the Lord.
神的话被尊重。
Because then God's word was being respected.
这里就讲了一切的教导，一切的侍奉的原则从哪里出来的。
And here it lists out all the principles and the teachings of the spiritual principle.
一个健全的教会，一个成长的教会，一个蒙神悦纳的教会，没有办法依靠自己，不依靠神的话语。
Now, a healthy church, a so-called church on the right track, cannot but depend on the word of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们对于神话语的尊重和学习要决定我们复兴的层面有多深。
Now, the way we honor the word of the Lord, it really indicate how much a revival we can receive.
我心里面实在非常喜乐，因为最近这些日子以来，我发现我们所发的读经日影80本都发完了。
I was really happy because I found out that the schedule for the daily Bible study was all gone.
那些后来的人就没有要不到了。
And some people wanted it and cannot have them anymore.
我们希望弟兄姊妹争先恐后来读神的话语。
I really was pleased that our brothers and sisters are in such an effort in trying to read the Bible.
第四件事情讲月节出去，月节是什么意思呢
？And the fourth thing that they observe Passovers.
月节一个最好的应用就是神的儿女传扬耶稣基督的福音。
Now the best application for in this case will be the preaching of the gospel of God's children.
对弟兄姊妹们，教会怎么样复兴的？第一个是个人的洁净。
So how a church can revive, it depends on four things. First is the cleansing of our personal life.
第二，侍奉的恢复，整体的侍奉。
And second, the restoration of the bodily service.
第三，就是对于神话语的认识。
And thirdly is the understanding of God's word.
第四，就是福音的广泛。
And fourth is the spreading of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹们，当约西亚作王的时候，他就发现他走在一个非常恶劣的环境里面。
Now when first Josiah was king, he found out he was in such a terrible situation.
因为他的祖父和他的父亲都不好好的侍奉神。
Because his grandfather and his father are no good at all.
他的祖父是马拿西，是犹大王朝里面出名的恶劣的一个。
His grandfather is a famous notorious king.
亚门他的父亲也不是很好的君王。
And his father is also not very good at all.
弟兄姊妹们，但他们做王的年龄非常长，因此以色列整个国家受了极大的影响。
But the two of them reign over it, Judah was for such a long time, so the whole nation is really down.
其实马拿西做王55年，而亚门做王20年，两年，我应该说在这57年里面，他们的影响非常大。
So total, it was about 57 years, and their influence is so great and deep.
他们的影响差不多把西西家的复兴所带来的祝福完全除掉。
And it almost completely wiped out the revival that was brought in by Hezekiah.
弟兄姊妹们，当这个君王约西亚登基时只有八岁。
So when this young king Josiah first became king, he was only 8.
我们圣经也读过另外一个小的王子约阿施，他即位他登基时才七岁。
And we also realize that there's another very very young king when he's Joash, who was only 7 when he became king.
但是圣经里面记载，约阿施做王的时候，耶和耶大帮助他，那是一个伟大的祭司。
But when Joash was a king, there's a great Jehoiada helped him a great deal.
这里却没有告诉我们是谁帮助约西亚从小就立定心志寻求主。
But here in this case, it was not mentioned who was there that helped this young king to pursue after the Lord.
但是圣经里面有一个简单的原则。
But there's a very simple principle behind it.
本来在母亲节时我们应该讲这个信息。
We should have taught this message in the Mother's Day.
因为圣经里面给我们看见所有君王他背后属灵的影响和教导是从母亲来的。
Because we can see that all the good kings, there's always a good mother behind him.
父亲他的君王可能是一个榜样。
Now the father, king may be an example.
那个君王如果好的话榜样就好。
If that king is good, he sets a good example.
如果榜样不好那也就没有办法。
Well, if there is a bad example, then you can't do anything about it.
但是一个补救呢就是在家里面母亲给他的帮助。
But the remedy will be upon the mother.
所以每一位姊妹在神的面前对于你的儿女的属灵教育应该是不能放松的责任。
So every single mother before the Lord that we have this responsibility that we cannot just let go.
约西亚做王到了第八年开始寻求神。
Now on the 8th year,that he started to pursue the Lord.
已经进入16岁了，他有自主的决定和自主的能力。
Now he's already 16, that he can really independently make a lot of decisions.
如果他的父母亲曾经给他好的影响，他应当继续下去。
Now if his mother gave him a good influence, then he should be now good.
如果他的父母没有给他好的影响，他也能自主在神的面前从神的话语里面得到帮助得到学习而成为一个好的君王。
Now if he did not receive any good teachings from the parents, at that time he can still independently seeking the Lord.
约西亚为什么能够这样尽心竭力的侍奉神，那上面是神的恩典。
How come, Josiah can search after the Lord in such a situation? First of all, it's the grace of God.
一方面是他自己在神面前所蒙的祝福。
Secondly, it's also the blessing he received from the Lord.
就是他已经20岁的时候开始洁净犹大全地跟耶路撒冷。Now,
after 12th year, he's starting to cleanse the whole place, the whole nation.
圣经里面记载了他清除偶像的程度，一方面很好，清除那些偶像。
Now, when he was about the recording of his removing of all the idols, of course, first of all, it's very good that all the idols were removed.
但是当我们后人来读的时候，我们也不得不感叹。
But then, when we really read into it, then we have to feel sorry.
什么时候这些偶像一样样的带到犹大家里？
Now, since when all these terrible idols, so many of them, were introduced into Judah?
列王记里面给我们看见至少10样的偶像。
Now in the book of Kings, we can see there are at least 10 different kind of idols.
10几种事情，约西亚需要除去的。
And about 10 different things that Josiah has to totally destroy.
让我们回想一下犹大的君王什么时候他们把偶像带进来呢？
Now let's think back. Now since when all these idols were brought into the king into the nation?
最早的时候我们想起。
Now the earliest we were reminded is Solomon.
我想弟兄姊妹也都有记忆，当他夺取外邦女子的时候，就因为这些外邦妇女而敬拜他们的偶像。
Now we all realize that when Solomon got so many wives from the Gentiles, and then they brought in all the idols.
你如果打开列王记的24章，就看见亚斯他录也是他所敬拜的，基摩也是他所敬拜的，米勒东也是他所敬拜的。
Now, if you read 2 Kings chapter 22, then you realize all those names of the idols.
弟兄姊妹们，当神把所罗门的国位分成两个的时候，那个耶罗波安是北国的君王。Now,
when the Lord divided the whole Israel nation into two, the north was Jeroboam become their king.
神的意思原是要借着这些警告所罗门的后裔。
And actually, the Lord wanted to use all these situations to warn the South nation.
但是耶罗波安却更加自大，他以为他是神的祝福。But
that Jeroboam becoming even more puffed up because he thought that was he got the blessings from the gods.
亚西亚曾经对他做预言，你要得到10个支派作为以色列国。Now
when Isaiah prophesied before him, he said that you will take 10 tribes. From Israel to becoming your people. But when he was a king, he thought of something.
他想这些祭司和利未人如果一直去耶路撒冷敬拜，他自己的国位就不能稳定。But
he thought if those Levites and priests if they are continuing going down south to Jerusalem to worship, then his kingdom might not be so secure.
如果这些利未人往耶路撒冷去侍奉。 说不定其他的支派也会跟着一起照着神所定规的律法，一年三次要在耶路撒冷来过节。Or
maybe because of this Levites and priests went down to Jerusalem to worship, and all the rest of the people will follow every 3 times a year and go to Jerusalem to worship.
所以他就开始在两个地方设立两个敬拜的中心。So
he started to set up 2 worship centers.
一个在北方叫做但。
One is in Dan.
一个就是在伯特利，靠近耶路撒冷不太远。
The other one is Bethel, which is very close to Jerusalem.
这样他的国民就不需要到耶路撒冷去敬拜。And
then so the people don't have to go to Jerusalem anymore.
那些真正靠着神的律法的祭司，他又不许他们侍奉。
Those who really want to follow the law of the Lord, then he stopped their service.
他立了两个金牛犊在那里来设立他的侍奉。
He even set up 2 golden calves there.
他不用正月十四号、十五号作为逾越节，他另外立一个节期，8月15号来敬拜。
He even set up a different date of worship.
那弟兄姊妹们，耶罗波安这样做，把以色列百姓陷在大的罪里面。Now,
because of Jeroboam did this, he put the nation of Israel into great sin.
这件事情的程度严重到一个地步，神就差遣先知来说话。Now,
this is so serious that God has to send a prophet to come down to talk to them.
在列王记下13章里面，神差遣一个犹大的先知对着耶罗波安说话。And
the 2 Kings 13, that the Lord sent prophets to talk directly to Jeroboam.
而他那个宣告里面最中心一件事情说，有一天这个坛要毁坏。
And the center of that proclamation is that one day this altar will be destroyed. There's a son of David whose name will be Josiah who will come and destroy this. Now, when Jeroboam heard this, he's not repenting at all. And Jeroboam was trying to send people to capture that prophet. When his fingers were pointed and the whole hand was just withered. And then Jeroboam was very scared, and he knows that that is really from the Lord. So he begged this prophet to forgive him and to heal him. And so the prophet do that accordingly. But even after was being healed, he did not depart from his sin. Then we shall see that the God's children, it's so hard for God's children to receive God's word.
那个先知弟兄姊妹, 你说到底是不是出于神呢?
Now, do you think that that prophet came in the name of the Lord?
耶罗伯安要请他回去吃饭。
And then Jeroboam trying to invite us at that prophet to go back to have dinner with him.
先知说,神警告我,不可以在伯特利吃饭,
and then that prophet said, no, the Lord already warned me, I shall not dine with you, and I shall not eat anything in this place of Bethel. So he went back. He went back. But then on the way, he met another old prophet. And that old prophet come to tempt him again.
他假装骗他说,是神告诉我,我也是先知,
and he pretend and he lies about it. He said, oh, I'm also the Lord also spoke to me, and you shall come to our place and eat. But when they were just after they were eating, that old prophet was all of a sudden was moved by the Lord. And then he said, my brother, you did great wrong. So you shall never return to your grave. No wonder, right on the way, he was eaten up by the lion. Or I should say, it was not eaten up by the lion, but would rather was killed by the lion. And the lion, after he killed that prophet, did not eat him up, but rather just stand next to the stand next to him. And his donkey was not also killed by the lion, but rather just standing beside him. Now this is totally out of ordinary. And this is definitely God's doing. Because then this old prophet realized that this God is really sending this prophet down, and so whatever he says will become true.
那么弟兄姊妹,我们也可以说,这个先知是用他自己的死作为见证,见证神的话必定要成就。
So in other words, we can say that this prophet was witnessing the Lord's word using his own death.
弟兄姊妹,这个先知说的话是什么呢?
Now, what did this prophet say?
他说有一个王,他的名字叫约西亚,要来接近这个地方。
He said that there will be a king whose name will be Josiah, who will come here to cleanse this place.
从大卫的后裔开始, 所罗门以后, 以下有一个两个王, 三个王, 四个王, 都没有名字叫约西亚的。
Now, after King David, there was all kinds of kings coming up, but none of them was named Josiah.
我花了一点功夫, 把一个名字背下来。
Now, I kind of try to memorize all the kings.
现在我不背。
But I'm not going to recite to you.
我就是告诉你, 这个君王,
but I just want to say that this king, his name is Josiah.
哦,你说这没有什么稀奇, and then you say, 大卫的后裔里面看见这个当初先知所做见证,一直给他儿子起名叫约西亚,不就总有一个要接近偶像殿吗?
Then you say, well, what's so strange about it? Because they know the situation, they know the prophecy, and so they probably will name one of the king that name to in order to cleanse the place.
弟兄姊妹,不是的。
No, it's not like that.
刚才我们讲过,马拿西和亚门都是邪恶的君王。
Now you all know that the grandfather Manasseh and his father Amon, they are all very, very wicked kings.
绝对不会给他的儿子或者孙子起名叫耶西亚,好来应验神的话语,绝对不会。
There's no way that they will name their grandchildren, their son, the name Josiah, in order for him to remove the idol.
我想他们做梦也没有想到,他取了个名字,
I think they would never dream that the name Josiah they gave to this child would just fulfill God's word. And Josiah himself didn't even know that. He just followed the Lord and followed the course, and that was what happened.
把这些木柱像,把这些偶像都砍掉,烧成灰,把它撒在平民的坟墓上面,把死人的骨头撒在祭坛上面的时候,
but when he cut out, all the pillars and everything, and when he actually destroyed the altar and burned the bones of human on those altar to destroy them.
当他把犹大各地的偶像除尽以后，就继续往北国，到以色列那里去除偶像。
And after he cleansed the whole land of Judah, he continued to went up north to cleanse that land also.
最后到了伯特利的坛那里。
And very lastly, he come to this Bethel.
这个坛是当初以色列君王把他的百姓偏引离正路的那一个。
He come to Bethel, this very altar that King Jeroboam set up to lead the people out of God's will.
把那些拜偶像的坟墓都挖出来，把他们烧在坛上面，污秽那个坛。
He dug up all the graves of those who worshipped the idol and burned the bones on the altar.
把一切偶像都拆掉，都烧毁。
And destroy all the idols and burn them and make them into ashes.
忽然看见山上面有一个墓碑。
And all of a sudden, when he turned around, he saw there's a grave up on the mountain.
他就问说，那个墓碑是那个碑上面写的是什么？
Then he asked, "No, whose grave is that?"
旁边人就说，那是一个先知，从犹大来的先知，来到伯利恒，做了这些事情，并且他预言他所要说的事情，今天就在你王约西亚身上应验了。
Then somebody told him, that is the grave of the prophet who precisely was sent by the Lord to come here to prophesy this very thing you're doing right now.
所以约西亚就说好，不要动他的坟墓。
So Josiah said, okay, don't touch that grave.
也不要动跟他葬在一起那个老先知的坟墓。
And also do not touch the grave of that old prophet who is right next to it.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看神的话是何等的准确，他的命令绝对不会改变。
So you see how precise our God's word, and His command will never change.
以色列已经灭国了，你以为神没有对付他的罪就让他灭亡吗？
Now Israel's already was destroyed. Do you think that the Lord will just let go their sins?
犹大的工作也要结束，你想神会不会对付他的罪吗？
And Judah will be gone. And do you think the Lord will not let go their sins?
哦，弟兄姊妹，如果今天我们不肯洁净。
Now, if today,
在神的面前站立着，神还是要洁净我们，那一个审判是我们受不住的。
Now, if today we do not cleanse ourselves, one day we'll eventually be judged, and that will be so horrible in the face of the Lord.
那因为同样说他是有恩典、有慈爱、有怜悯的神，也说他断不以有罪的为无罪，要追讨他的罪，直到三代四代。
Because the one who was so was filled with love and tender mercy, that day will be the king of judgment, and he will never consider the sin.To be sinless.
只有那些寻求神的人认识神的心意才会悔改自己的罪并且求神的洁净。
Now only those who worship the Lord who know God's word would repent and come to the Lord.
当约西亚把所有的那些偶像除尽之后他就开始回到圣殿里面。
Now after he removed all the idols, he come back to the temple.
你要知道这个时候他并没有太多的神的话语上的教导。
You know, at that time he really did not have too much teaching of God's word.
他就是只知道还有几位祭司在那里他就请求祭司来恢复犹大立位的班次恢复祭司的班次。
At that time he only realized that there are some priests and Levi there,in the temple. So he asked them to restore the service of the old time.
当他把这些祭司我们以前讲过大卫所设立祭司的侍奉我们已经讲过立位人侍奉我们花了一分钟讲过。
Now, we already mentioned that during the David's time that he set up this system of worshipping.
如果弟兄姊妹们记忆不好或者没有听见的话我们有录音带供应。
Now, if you don't remember or you missed that one, we have the tape.
顺便做一点广告、
啊、I was trying to slip in a commercial here.
不过我们的录音带都是免费赠送的。
But it will be given out freely.
是为了弟兄姊妹们属灵上的好处。
It is for your spiritual benefit.
我们也讲过每一次历代的君王复兴的时候都恢复到大卫所设立侍奉的制度。
You see, it always mentioned that whenever there's a revival in among the kings, they always go back to restore the system of David.
一方面约西亚请人恢复圣殿外面的那些建筑。
In one hand, Josiah was trying to repair the structure of the temple.
一方面他又设立利未人和祭司作为侍奉的那些实职。
And also he set up Levites and priests to become actually the one who worship and serve.
当他这样做的时候
When he did this,
他就有个大祭司希勒家。
And then there's this high priest, Hillel.
他对他的约西亚就差遣一个书记沙番叫他去办理这些事情。
And then he sent a secretary, Shaphan, to take care of this.
当他们把银子从店里面运出来发给工匠要去做事的时候
So when they send out the silver from the temple and give it to the workmen to do the repair job
我想正在他们修理圣殿的时候也许从殿的什么角落里面找出一本书来
I believe when they were just cleaning out the whole temple and then in one corner they found this book
这本书是什么呢是神的律法书
Now what is this book? This is the book of the law of the Lord.
今天我们在教会里面常常弟兄姊妹走了以后留下很多律法书。
Now today, a lot of times when after the meeting, we have some laws of the Lord left behind.
我就请求徐弟兄把它收起来下个礼拜发还给弟兄姊妹。
And we will always collect them and we'll give it back to you the following week.
弟兄姊妹你知道在当时律法书是一本一本手抄的。
But you know at that time, those laws was handwritten.
不像今天我们这样拿在手里方便读啊。
It's not so easy that everybody can have a book.
你们有没有找找看圣经里面有没有错字啊
Now, did you ever find out that if there should be any mistakes, that was copied wrong in the Bible?
所以有错字的举手。
Now, can anybody find any mistakes? Oh, there's one.
有一个找到。
Wonderful.
是不是大家都没有找到错字
Now,
你还有找到错字很好。
Now,
你知道我这本圣经不晓得哪个人盗印的。
But I don't know the Bible I have in my hand. I don't know who copied it illegally.
这本书啊，路德记里面有一个错字，那个回来的回，他把它涂成一个黑涂涂。
It was in the book of Luke, in the book of Ruth. One word was totally smeared.
所以我就很怀疑这本书可能是别人偷印的。
So I have a doubt that this is copied illegally.
但是在神的面前，我求主赦免这些犯罪的人。
But in the sight of the Lord, I pray that the Lord will forgive the people who did that.
并且我们买这个书不是要在他的罪上面有份。
And when we buy this, it has nothing to do, have no part in this sin.
因为神的话是我们所喜爱的。
Because God's word is what we really love.
那么弟兄姊妹，希勒家就从圣殿里面找出一本律法书来。
So that high priest Hilkiah just find this book in the temple.
他就交给约西亚王。
And he give it to Josiah.
等他书记沙班把书带到王面前一宣读的时候。
When the secretary Shaphan read this book in front of the king.
弟兄姊妹我读到这里真是喜欢约西亚。
And when I read that, I really love Josiah.
你看他的表现他就撕裂衣裳在神的面前实在是非常痛心。
Now you know what he did? He tore up his clothes and was so sad.In the sight of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，他立刻发现几件事情。
And right away, he found out a few things.
第一个，他发现为什么犹大今天遭遇这么多的患难、仇敌各方面的攻击，而神好像不拯救，要叫他灭亡。
Now, first of all, he realized why that today that Judah at that time that Judah was in such a terrible situation and with all the enemies surrounding them.
弟兄姊妹，是不是我们里面有很多属灵的问题没有答案呢？
Now, is there a lot of spiritual questions in us that is we haven't found the answer?
当你读到圣经里面的时候或许有一天你豁然开朗哦原来是这些原因对神没有祝福神不喜悦。
But when you read the Bible, then you'll probably realize one day, oh, this is the very reason that the Lord did not like it in me, that's why he's not blessing.
有一天我听见一个新受浸的姊妹她不在我们中间聚会Now, 他就告诉他的哥哥说他读到神的话语发现他哪些地方得罪神。
Once I heard this sister who's not meeting among us, who after he was baptized, she all of a sudden told her brother that, oh, I realized something I did wrong.
弟兄姊妹们约西亚就是这样我们每一个人也都应当这样在神的面前找到我们属灵问题的答案。
Now, Josiah is like that I pray that we are like that too, that when we read the Bible, we can find the answers about our spiritual problem.
弟兄姊妹们，很多时候我相信神不是不给我们话。
I believe a lot of time, it's not that the Lord does not want to talk to us.
而是在他已经说的话中间，我们却不肯顺服，却不肯遵行，也不觉得我们违背神的话。
And it's on those words that was already spoken that we are not willing to obey and we are not willing to know.
我可以举出一百件事情我们没有做到。
Now I can mention 100 things that we did not do. We come short.
但是我怕我说的时候，弟兄姊妹觉得我在定罪。
But I'm afraid that if I should say that, and people will mistaken me as to having a critical spirit.
但弟兄姊妹，如果你自己读神的话语
，But if you read the Bible yourself,
你试试看神的话语在你身上有没有力量。
Now you try and see if God's word have the power in your life.
你如果真正要遵循神的话语。
If you really want to obey His word,
你今天你的属灵光景不会这样。
And today, your spiritual situation will not be like this.
主
The Lord said that those who believe and be baptized will be saved. Today, there's people will be baptized. I believe this is from the Lord. But not only the Lord said that those who believe and be baptized will be saved, the Lord also said that you shall love your Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your will.
弟兄姊妹，为什么今天我选这句话来坐在这位面前呢？Now,
why do I say this to you?
因为约西亚圣经里面记载他是尽心尽力爱神。
Because in here it was recorded that Josiah is the king that who really loved the Lord with all his mind, with all his power, with all his heart.
你可以查圣经就找到这句话。
Now if you look through the Bible, if you read it, then you can find that word, the precise word I just said.
弟兄姊妹们，神的命令这么多。
Now there's so many commands from the Lord. Now can we obey them all?
第二件事情，当约西亚听见神的话语之后，他的反应是什么？
Now then, there's another reaction that Josiah did after he heard the word of the Lord.
他说，我们没有在神的面前去问。
He said, we really did not ask the Lord.
一个是没有遵行。
Now first is that we did not obey the word, and the other one is we did not ask him. So I believe that Josiah, after he read this book, he must have all kinds of, things happening in him.
一方面又是欢喜，一方面又是悲伤。
He's, on one hand, he's very happy, and also on the other hand, he's so sorrowful.
为什么悲伤呢？
Now why? Why is he happy?
因为他看见神
He's happy because he knows precise reason why all those curses upon them.
所以你知道又喜又难过。
And but then he's also sorrow because this very thing that will happen to them.
我想带着这样心情，他去寻找先知，求问他的话。
So with this kind of with this kind of attitude, he come to a prophet.
你知道约西亚那个时候有很多的先知。
At that time, there's so many prophets.
我不知道他为什么找到了户勒大的这个先知。
I don't understand why he found this prophetess Huldah.
你知道约西亚时候有一个最有名的先知是谁，你知道吗？
You know who's the most famous prophet at that time?
就是耶利米。
It's Jeremiah.
但是他没有去问耶利米，他反而去问户勒大。
But somehow he did not go to Jeremiah, but rather go to this prophetess Huldah.
户勒大就把神的话告诉他。
Then Huldah told him the word of the Lord.
户勒大告诉约西亚两件事情。
She told him two things.
他就说两件事情。第一个，神必定要按照律法书上所有的一切咒诅和灾祸降临在这个地方。Now
she said, first of all, the Lord would do according to his own word that all the curse and the punishment will be upon the people.
因为他们离弃我，转向别神，烧香，用他们手中的工作来惹我发怒。Because
he departed from my law and they burn incense to the idols and then do all kinds of wicked things.
弟兄姊妹，约西亚作为一个君王，听见这件事情，他又是一个爱神的人，他心里怎么样感觉？Now
how do you think Josiah will feel, especially when he loved the Lord? How do you think he will feel at that time?
但是户勒大又带来神的安慰。
But then Huldah also brought the comforting word from the Lord.
他说你要告诉约西亚，因为你听见这本书上所讲咒诅的话，看见我的作为，你就心里敬服，并且在我的面前自卑，撕裂衣裳，向我哭泣，因此我又应允你。
But then, on the other hand, that since I know that when you hear upon hearing my word, that you rend your clothes and you humble yourself, and so there will be things happening to you.
换句话说，约西亚因为他在神的面前那个对的态度，蒙了神的祝福。
In other words, because of his right attitude, he receives blessing from the Lord. He said, I will give you peace and you shall die and return to your ancestor peacefully. And when all these things happening, you will not see them.
弟兄姊妹，你要想一想，当约西亚听见这话时候，他的反应怎么样？
Now, what do you think Josiah will feel?
这真是一位了不起的君王。
Now, this is a wonderful king.
很多人说，既然这样，好吧，算了。Because
we will think, well, if that was the situation, well, forget it.
我已经蒙了神的祝福，可以了。
Well, I've already received the blessing from the Lord myself, person me, and then everything else will be fine.
你知道，西西家就是这样的情形。
Now, Hezekiah is just like that.
当神他听见神要审判他的时候，而又听说他活着时候看不见审判，他说什么？ 他说感谢神的在我的日子必有平安稳妥的时候。
Because Hezekiah said that, well, since the Lord will bless me, and I shall not see all those things happening, all the desolation happening, and then, then it's fine with me. And I praise the Lord that in my days of my, in the days of my life, I shall have peace. Josiah has such a good spirit. And he's the one that he knows that it's impossible, but he still go ahead and do it. He called upon all the people of Judah. He gathered them all in Jerusalem. And still tell them the word of the Lord. Once more, he wanted the people to have covenant, to set up covenant with the Lord. He wanted them to love the Lord, to serve the Lord with all their heart and all their mind and all their love. To serve the Lord Jehovah only and not all the other idols. And not to depart away from the right way. Now, what kind of a victorious attitude does he have? I don't know whether you like to watch a basketball game or not. I believe Daniel will love it.
You know,
sometimes when to the very, very last period, last half,
Last period.
And then the losing team was saying, oh, well, we're going to lose anyway, so just use up the time. Well, today we lose, and we'll see you tomorrow.
这种态度就是败军的现象。
Now, that will be a defeating attitude.
常败将军就是这种态度。
Now, those who are always defeated have this kind of attitude, always.
不管篮球也好，不管棒球也好，那个第九局还能够继续打的，会赢的。
Now, it's the same in basketball and the same in baseball. Those who are still trying to hit in the very nice inning are the ones who will win.
弟兄们，是不是这样？
Now, isn't it like that?
你喜欢看你的球队到第九局，无精打采，反正已经输了。
You like to see
还是振作精神，只要还有一个人没有出局，还可以打。
Now, do you like to see your team that you just know the nice inning, everybody don't even want to swing, or do you really want to see as long as there's still one out left, that you can still go on?
弟兄姊妹，约西亚就是永远不肯让第三个出局结束这个局面的情形。 Now,
Josiah is the one that will never accept
the third out.
我相信神能够对我们每个人说话，借着棒球也可以说话。 And I believe the Lord will speak to us through all things, even baseball.
圣经里面记得约西亚对我们说话。
Now in the Bible today, Josiah talked to us.
他还是一样遵行神的命令。
He still obeyed God's command.
灾祸要降临，审判要来到。
He know clearly that according to God's word that the punishment will arrive.
还要求神的儿女接近，还要求神的儿女侍奉，还要求神的儿女遵行神的话语，还要求神的儿女一同来传扬他的。
But he still urges that the people of God to cleanse themselves, to serve, and to spread the word.
最后，他还宣告，在约西亚第十八年宣告说，我们要来过逾越节。
Then it's still on the 18th year, he will proclaim that we shall observe Passover. Now this term Passover was long forgotten among the Jewish people.
什么叫逾越节啊?
Now what is Passover?
就是神的愤怒逾越过他们，把以色列长子赦免了。
Passover means that God's anger passed over the people, spared the people of Israel.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们在犯罪中间应当受咒诅，是因为耶稣基督的血能够叫我们被赦免。But
today in sin we are the cursed ones, but because of the God, because of the blood of Lord Jesus, we are being passed over.
好多人都知道圣经里记载的逾越节。
Now we all know the story about Passover.
现在我们知道逾越节和我们的关系是什么。
Now we know the relationship between the Passover and us.
耶稣基督神的羔羊，他的宝血为我们赦免一切的罪，神的愤怒就不临到我们身上。
Now Lord Jesus who died on the cross, his blood cleanses us so that we will not be dead again.
知道逾越节和守逾越节是两回事。
But to know the meaning of Passover and to observe it are two totally different things. Now Josiah asked all the people in Jerusalem to observe this Passover. And priests and Levites and the doorman and everybody's standing in their own position and everybody will celebrate this Passover. Now Josiah, to be an example, he first offered the sacrifice and to please the Lord.
他出的祭物真不少啊, 羔羊, 山羊羔, 绵羊羔, 加起来3万只,
and there's total about 30,000 lambs and sheep. Now how long can you consume one sheep?
30只羊羔,
30 sheep. But we know these are all the offerings. They were all burned on the altar.
我们带着这些跟大学生一起出去, 有一天的退休会烧一块这个柴烧3个钟头。
And in our retreat with the college group, it took 3 hours to burn just one piece of log.
弟兄姊妹们，这些祭物在神的面前，三万只羊烧许多天了。
Now, can you imagine about 30,000 animals that were sacrificed? Now, how many days is gonna be burning on the altar?
你说这些羊烧掉太可惜了。
Then you say, oh, what a pity that these would be just gone.
这是献给神的,
but this is to be given to the Lord.
所有给你吃掉的羊都不算的, but, 这是烧给神的算数的,
now those you consume, those you eat doesn't count. Only those was burned to the Lord counts.
在神那边算法跟我们算法不同。
It was a totally different counting system.
我们的算法是我用掉多少钱, 这是我的。
Now in our system is how much money I use that become mine.
在神的眼中是你为神摆上多少, 那是你的。
Now in God's eye, how much you offer to the Lord belongs to you.
我希望每个人在神面前都是丰富的人。
And I pray that everyone here are a very rich man before the Lord.
所以他们就在神的面前献祭物。
So they offer the sacrifice in the sight of the Lord.
你说约西亚是君王，他很有钱，没关系，他可以多摆一点。
Then you say, well, Josiah is a king, he's rich, so of course he can offer that.
这些祭物是约西亚送给神的儿女，让他们奉献。
But this is what this is what Josiah gave as a gift to all the people so that they can offer a sacrifice.
所以这些领袖们看见，他们也受感动。
So all the leaders saw it and they were touched.
他们也愿意牺牲自己，献出牛羊来。
So they want to give sacrificially too.
祭司的领袖，立位人的领袖，各种官长的领袖，他们也献出礼物。
And the leaders of Levi, the leader of priests, and the leader of all the armies, and they wanted to give also.
这里面记载献了多少？5000只牛。 羊，五千只羊，五百只牛，羊1600只，羊牛300只。In the Bible,
it clearly recorded all that calves and oxen and sheep.
弟兄姊妹们，当神的儿女甘心乐意奉献给神的时候，这是一个记号，是复兴的记号。Now,
when the children of God are willing to give to the Lord willingly, that is a sign of revival.
而神的百姓这样甘心乐意奉献的时候，神的殿里面有大喜乐。
And then when everybody gives like that, and there was great joy in the temple of the Lord.
圣经里面记载说，从以色列人过，在从撒母耳以来，在以色列人中间没有守过这样逾越节。And
it was recorded ever since the time of Samuel, the Israelite was never have such happy occasion.
摩西固然带着他们守逾越节，所有人都守逾越节。
Indeed, Moses did let them all observe Passover for the very first time.
但当他们住在迦南地以后，只有那些真正遵守神命令的人去耶路撒冷守节。But
ever since they moved to Canaan, only those who are willing, the really walking in the Lord, observe Passover.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣也是这样，当他宣布传福音的命令时，是为每一个门徒设立的。
In the same here, that when Jesus gave this command, this great command that we shall spread the gospel, that is for every single one of us.
你们要去往普天下传福音。
He said, "Go." And make disciples of all nations, of all people. But those who really preach the gospel are the ones who love the Lord and who want to obey God's command.
弟兄姊妹们，你愿意看见教会复兴吗？
Now, brother and sister, do you want to see revival in the church?
你曾经为教会复兴祷告吗？
Have you ever tried to pray for the revival of the church?
你认为复兴是碰运气的一件事情吗？
Do you think revival just come across? No, it's not.
芬妮说过, Charles Finney这样说。
Charles Finney said this word. He said, revival is a condition.
当你满足这些条件的时候，复兴自然来到。
When you fulfill these conditions, and revival will come.
我们祷告，尽一切的力量祷告。
When we pray, and we pray with all our might.
但是我们也知道复兴的条件是什么。
We also know the condition of revival.
历代之利未已经告诉我们复兴的条件和原则。
Now, in this second, in this Chronicles, it already told us the condition of revival.
复兴是从个人的洁净开始。
Now, revival starts with the personal cleansing.
复兴是从教会里面配搭开始。
And also, revival starts with the bodily service in the church.
而这一个配搭一定有十字架。
And also, there's always cross in this kind of working together.
复兴是对于神的话语尊重开始。
And revival comes from from honoring God's word.
复兴是从福音开始。
Revival also comes from spreading the gospel.
当这件事情都满足的时候。
When all this is fulfilled,
复兴不能不来到神的国中。
Revival will come.
求主借着他的话语。
We pray that the Lord will bless his own word.
借着他的圣灵。
And through the Spirit.
借着神儿女的摆上和牺牲。
And through the sacrificial giving of the God's children, through the opening of our spiritual wisdom, through the attraction of His love, that we shall cleanse ourselves truly, to remove all the idols in our hearts. There was a story that came to my ears a few days ago.
有人说在美国哪些人去教会啊？
Some people mentioned, the people who go to church in America is like this.
只有三种人。
There's only three kinds of people goes to church in the United States.
一种是在教会里面，台湾就做礼拜的人。
One kind are those that who already go to church in Taiwan. When they come here, they just go to church.
习惯性的基督徒。
It's just like it's a habit.
第二种是什么人呢?
The second kind,
就是要结婚的人。
Are those who want to get married.
第三呢是要做生意的人。
The third kind are those who want to do business.
我们没有话回答他。
And there's nothing we can answer to that.
因为这不是真的。
Because this is not true.
但是仇敌叫别人看教会如同这样。
But yet the enemy make people view our church like that.
教会是干什么的?
Now what is church?
教会是侍奉神的地方。
Church is a place we serve the Lord.
教会是我们敬拜神的地方。
And church is a place where we worship the Lord.
教会是我们从神的话语被建立的地方。
Now church is a place where we will be established in God's word.
教会是我们和神的儿女一起勉励，不是彼此拆毁的地方。
Now the place is where we can edify each other rather than destroy each other.
教会是我们在神的面前彼此学习的地方。
Here is a place that we can learn from each other.
让我们的不完全靠着耶稣基督的宝血。
That our imperfection will be revealed in the light of the Holy Spirit. And so that we will be enlightened and we shall be corrected. Lord is a place we serve the Lord. And we brought people here to not to listen to us, but rather listen to the Lord. And I shall confess my wrongdoing for what had happened before. A lot of times I said to people, say, oh, come to our church, then you know a lot of Chinese. And then in God's word, now, what about it? Now, what's so great about knowing more Chinese? Now, do you know Lord? Do you know Jesus? So let's not say that you come to church and you know more Chinese, more Chinese people. Rather ask them to come here to know the Lord. Know the Lord himself.
Oh, 求主怜悯。
We ask for God's grace.
但约西亚也成为我们的榜样。
And Josiah will be our example.